Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And very excited about having our good friend Diana Fritschgrath-Roth back on the show. Diana is a senior fellow with the Manhattan Institute. She's a contributor to Real Clear Markets. You see her byline a lot of places. And she is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, a noted economist, has had some very important jobs over the years in as an economist, and we're very happy to have her as a member of our Brain Trust. Diana, welcome back to the show.
Great to be with you.
It's good to have you back. I want you to talk to us about Larry Summers taking his name out of the hat for Fed chairman. Folks, as you may know, Larry Summers, former Secretary of the Treasury under Clinton, a political operative extraordinaire. He's also was the president of Harvard University, and he's had a number of other high profile jobs. But most recently, did the president actually nominate him for an hour or two this week? Last week?
No. He was not nominated, but he was
he was on the top of the list for the president, wasn't he?
People say he was on the top of the list. Of course, you never know who is on top of the list. And then some Democratic senators came out against him, and he.
Do you know why they were against him?
Well, they said they were against him. Well, first, Larry Summers. I should say he is very, very brilliant. He's very brilliant. But he has somewhat of an abrasive personality, and some people thought that that was a disadvantage, even though that wasn't openly mentioned in the press. What was mentioned in the press was that he was a member of the Clinton Brain Trust.
Right.
He was a protege of Robert Rubin. Some people also said that he mishandled the financial crisis, that he contributed to the financial crisis because he worked for a bank at the time. It's very possible that he withdrew his name because the president told him he was not going to be picked as a face safe.
Yeah, I've had some people that I respect as well, Diana, say that they thought he was encouraged to take his name out, but he's clearly a Clintonite. He's clearly a Clinton devotee. But do you think it had anything to do with political correctness? You think there's some people that still mad at him for telling the truth? He made a statement that was the truth about women, about the number of women in engineering and math these days. They basically quoted statistics, and they fired him because they thought it was politically incorrect.
He said that women had a harder time getting to the top than men, and that's certainly true. And that's why he had to step down.
Yeah, but anyway, what do you think? Do you think he would have made a good Fed chairman?
He is very, very brilliant, and I would have been very, very happy to see him at the helm of the Fed.
Well, that's the reason, Diana. That's the reason why he's not being nominated by Obama. He heard that you liked him. I think that's the answer.
I did write a piece saying that they shouldn't hold it against him, what he said at Abbott, because what he said was absolutely accurate.
Right.
And then
the
feminists really came out after him.
Yeah, yeah.
But
so,
people are also concerned about his ways of getting on with other people. He apparently is not top in the collegial department.
Right.
So he
can
be very abrasive. And
It might be interesting to have a straight talking Fed chairman, somebody who speaks plain English. What do you think, Diana?
Right. It might be very interesting. And the Fed chairman has a lot of power, so basically he calls the shots anyway.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And we're going to talk about that a little bit later in the show. I want to get your thoughts on the Fed's contribution, the Fed's behavior, some of the policy they've conducted and how it's affected the economy. So Larry Summers is out. A little bit later in the hour, we're going to toward the end of our visit with Diana, we're going to talk about the other options, the other people who may be nominated, a list of folks who probably will be, from which the next Fed chairman will probably come. But in the next segment, I'm going to ask Diana Perchcott-Roth what she thinks about the president's recent his recent report on the economy, how he's done, why he thinks he's done a good job, and see if she agrees with him, and also the role the Fed has played in the president's economic recovery plan, and whether it's helped or hurt, and whether there are train wrecks coming at us because of that.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.